Hello, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This here is Chaplain Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song, you'll know. It's me, hello, podcast land. I am so sorry. I had some issues today. My Spreaker would not let me actually access it on Chromebook through the web browser to log into my Facebook. It's weird. Don't know why, but it would not let me on my Chromebook. So I just discovered to just do it on my MacBook with my Safari, and it worked. And we got someone special on the show today. We got my buddy Duke over there. Hello, buddy. Say hello to the people, Duke. Duke, say arr. He's my special buddy. He's the mascot of TGIF. It's Duke. He is live with us here on the show. He's sitting right underneath my table. There's a special spot just right for him, and it fits him perfectly. There you are, buddy. Say hi. So we're live. We are live. We are live, live, live on the show. And guess what? It is amazing to be here with you. I am so sorry that I'm actually late. But it is okay. Because like I said, God was always late. Jesus was always late. With that being said, let's get into a few but brief announcements. Starting with number one. You can go to communitycloud222@gmail.com. Spelled CommunityCloud222 @gmail.com. And guess what you can do right there? Well, first off, you can send me all of your prayer requests. Even if you want to shout out to you on the podcast, send me your first name, your city, and your state. And I'll shout out to you in TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also be aware, guys, you can call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, be vitally aware. Be aware that you can. Be aware that we are going to be doing this week's episode of Outside the Classroom Wednesdays. Right now, where we take Dr. Scott's message from outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. That's it. Also, guys, be aware that we are going to be doing this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays as well. Also, guys, where we take Pastor Lance and Ernest and Travis's message to those to outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every week. Also, guys, be vitally aware that we are going to be doing this week's episode also of Worship Saturdays, where we do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Just grab your favorite drink, relax in your favorite lounge chair, and enjoy the fabulous music we here have on the show. And that's all we use, praise, prayer, and worship. That's Worship Saturdays. Also, be aware the Rumble will be happening soon, just not yet. We're still getting situated more messages for this week. And it's truly amazing what Dr. Scott's been doing for the show. And, I mean, last week was phenomenal. Last week, we got over 200 downloads in a week. That is just truly amazing. I don't know how that's possible because we weren't getting a whole lot. But, hey, that's amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for downloading that episode or the episodes or whatever you downloaded. Thank you, thank you, thank you for downloading whatever you did download. And let's see what we're doing today. While we are here, let's reload Spreaker and go to statistics. Okay, so far we haven't done much of anything this week yet. It don't look like we have. So we'll just see more. Wow, 462. Downloads in the last month and 10 live plays. How nice. Last 30 days. Current week is 15 plus one live play makes it 16 downloads. So, with that being said, guys, the Rumble will be happening, just not yet. We're still situating more stuff, and we got some plans we want to plan for the show as well. Also, guys, be aware that you can download the app. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. Available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Just download the app and you can do all these wonderful things. You can like, you can listen, like, comment, subscribe, and download every single episode straight from the app. You never actually have to leave and go anywhere else to get to the show. Again, it's available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market, and it's Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. So you can like, subscribe, comment, listen, and download every single episode straight from the app and view all the information after it's done, what was played, what is played, and you can even listen to me while I'm live straight from the app. Number two, you can connect with us to Facebook, Twitter, and email. Yes, email. At the bottom right-hand corner of any page, just click that email button. When you click the email button, you click on your email client. Once you do that, then you click the always button. That's important. Click always. Then you click, type in your email, hit send. It's that quick, that easy. You're instantly sending an email to us. Now, once you go back to the email, it's that quick and you instantly send an email. You never, ever, ever have to again type in the email. Also, guys, you can DM us on Twitter and you can view the Facebook page we got going on too. With all the blog postings and all that fun stuff, I got a few things I'm going to do while Dr. Scott's being played. But it is truly, truly an amazing thing what you can do. You can even view the blog that we got going on for the show as well. With that being said, guys, what else can you do on the app? You can listen to the four play buttons, 95.5 The Fish from Cleveland, Ohio, KJIC out of Texas, my former church, Evangel Christian Churches, my former church down here, Portage Community Chapel. Just for 95.5 The Fish and KJIC, click their button, you play the radio stations. For Evangel, click their Evangel button, says Evangel right on there. It takes you right straight to their Facebook, their YouTube page, and click on any video that you want to play and it'll play it. Also, guys, when they're going live, you can also click on that live video and watch it live too. Also, with Portage Community Chapel's colored abstract button, I call it, it's got some blues, some greens, some browns, looks like abstract colors. Click on that, it takes you to their About Bible page. Click on the word videos and then click on a video that does not say upcoming and hit the play button. You're done. You're instantly playing their videos and seeing them as well. Same with Evangel. Now, I used to be able to do Google search results at the bottom of the play buttons page. I'm working on that still, but you no longer can, but you can do it at the bottom of Facebook or the bottom of Twitter. Just download, just delete the search stuff inside the search bar at the bottom of the Facebook and the bottom of the Twitter, and then put in your own search result, and you're instantly searching the web straight from the bottom of the Facebook or the bottom of the Twitter page. Also, guys, my favorite part of the app is the portal chat feature where you can chat with whoever owns the app. If 500 people own that app, you can chat with 500 different people around the world. Let me get the phone and check the app for a minute. That means if 500 people own this app, you can chat with 500 different people around the world. And all you got to do is put in your name. You don't have to have an account to talk, to chat, to PM anybody. You can PM anybody on here too. Just be careful. Just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean that they are. How can you tell if someone is a real, true Christian? By the fruit they're producing. That's how. Like me, you can tell by the fruit that I'm producing. How I come on here every single week to preach you the word of God and stuff like that. Now, does that mean that I'm perfect? No, far from it. I am so imperfect. If I was to die right now, Jesus, look at all that mess that I just created. Think about it. I'm that imperfect that if I was to die right now, Jesus, take one look at me and say, what the heck did you just do? And why would he say that? Because I'm imperfect. Everyone is. No one is absolutely 100% drop dead perfect. Nobody is. Not a single soul. So with that being said, guys, with that being said, with that being said, guys, yes, I am not perfect. Far from it. As Jake Hess once said, I am far from perfect, as you can plainly see. But after all these years, O Lord, it's still you and who? Me. And that's all it is. It's still you and me. So I am far from it. And I will never, ever, ever, ever be perfect again. I can't be perfect. Nobody can. If you can find someone who's perfect, I'd love to meet him. But it will never happen. So with that being said, guys, with that being said, I was going to log into the app area, and let's do it. Let's get into the statistics of the app and see who's doing what. Because this is going to be truly, truly, truly an amazing thing. Excuse me there. Coughing Jack. So, for the app of Podcast Portal, we have 0 installs and 5 devices. I mean, it's not too god-awful. We'll take anything we get. But on the actual, appsgeyser.com, there's more than 5 downloads. There's like a couple thousand who actually use the app on a regular basis. It's amazing. So, yes, you can chat whoever owns the app. Not only that, you can send pictures straight through the app as well, too. All you got to do, you do have to have an account to send pictures. You do not have to have an account to chat with everybody and to PM everyone, but you do have to have an account to send pictures. And it's not that hard. You just sign up with an account. It's good to go once you sign up with an account. Now, to send pictures, though, you have to click on, well, go to your camera, take a selfie, save it to your camera roll, go into the app, click on the little camera button at the bottom, and then click on the upload picture. Click on the picture you want to upload. Once you do that, then you hit send and you're instantly sending that picture straight to the app. It's truly amazing what you can do with this app. So with that being said, guys, that's Podcast Portal. Again, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. Available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, the Aptoid Market. One last thing, ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our announcements for today. Let's get into our first song of the show, and it is entitled The Beginning by none other than my guest and friend on the show, The Light Warrior. Enjoy The Beginning.
When it all the power of his hand. Yes, in the beginning, he made every beast and bird, and he upholds all things even now by the power of his word. The power of his word is spirit. The power of his word is life to us all. The power of his word is everlasting love to redeem us from the fall. And he promised you forever if you'll just trust in him. Just reach out your hand to Jesus. The word, his name is Jesus, and he's the master of all things. And if you come to him, he'll shelter you as with mighty eagle's wings. He loves us each and every one. He became sin for us all your burdens will be lifted now if you only listen to his call. The power of his word will change you. The power of his word will make saved only by believing. It's as simple as can be. Jesus Christ one day left heaven, came to earth and died for you and me. He wants you to know loves you, and he wants to cleanse your sin. He's right here now just to save you. But won't you open up your heart and let him in? The power of his word. Promises are true. Just reach out your hand to Jesus. All his promises are true.
There you go, guys. That was The Beginning by none other than my guest and friend on the show, The Light Warrior. That was The Beginning. Let's get into Dr. Scott's message, and it is entitled Come to Me by none other than Dr. Scott Mullen from Agape Worldwide Ministries and Evangelical Christian Churches and the IAC, which me and the wife will soon be a part of, because I already am, and she will be part of too. Enjoy Come to Me by none other than Dr. Scott Mullen.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you again, Chaplain Andrew, for allowing me to bring the word. God bless each and every one as you listen tonight. I've entitled the message, Come to Me. Come to Me. I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. From the New King James Version. While you're looking that up, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity to bring the word that you've laid upon my heart. Lord, these are very key scriptures in this time of our life. And how do we go about approaching and coming to you? You're giving us an invitation to do certain things. And as we look into tonight's message, I ask you, God, to anoint the lips of clay. As I teach, open our ears to hear, allow our spirits to receive. Once again, we choose to praise you and to glorify you. We choose to give you all honor tonight. We tell the devil to shut up, to back off, to be finished in our lives. Now tonight, God, open our ears to hear. Let our spirits receive the word that you have given. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. I'm actually going to read this from two scriptures, but from the New King James Version, Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Last week's message was about rest. This week is about rest. There's something the Lord's telling us in this season in our lives. We need to slow down. I've been blessed to be in several other countries, and it was interesting. The missions project I was doing in the Bahamas, we were working in a church construction. And, you know, in the United States, we just jump in the car, run over to Lowe's, Home Depot, or whatever, and grab what we need and come back. Well, in that particular church, they had to get a written permission. They had to get certain process they had to go through. And then they took their time going to the store and coming back. What would be a 10-minute run here was maybe an hour plus there. We had to learn on their time. We had to slow down, not be on American time. The Message translation of these scriptures says in Matthew 11, 28, 29, Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. What a great translation. I like that. I'll show you how to take a real, R-E-A-L, a real rest. And we like the good 10-minute cat nap. It revives us. Matter of fact, just before I did this podcast, I'm here at the church this afternoon, and I stayed for tonight's service, and I took about a 15-minute nap on the couch here in the office before I started the podcast, just to revive my spirit, my eyes, and get ready for this. But I'm going to look at some key points in here. In a written invitation, we usually find three parts. From whom, to whom, and what is being offered. Our pastor's daughter's having a birthday party, she and her husband, for their one-year-old. Their new be 1 year old in a couple of weeks. And we received an invitation in the mail from them to me and my wife. And we were offered to come and celebrate their baby's one-year birthday. So invitation, we see that. Let's look at verse 27. Jesus declares himself as the Son of God. Very, very interesting. Because sometimes when he did that in the scriptures, oh, it was a horrible, horrible thing. But look here, he says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, who no one knows the Son except the Father. Or no one knows the Father except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So in verse 27, Jesus declares himself to be the Son of God. I have birthright. I can declare who I'm the son of. My parents, I could give their names. It's on the birth certificate. And most people knew Jesus as Joseph, the carpenter's son, his mother Mary. But here, he declares in verse 27, he declares himself as the Son of God. That's pretty powerful. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son, capital S, except the Father. So no one really knows who Jesus was except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. They have a relationship that even you and I do not have with Jesus or with the Father. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So he explains who he is. Then he goes on to give the invitation. Look in verse 28. Come to me. There's the invitation. Come to me, all who are weary. All who labor and are laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. So the from whom in the invitation is Jesus. Very gently, come to me. Old Testament meaning words, the gentle is a position of a servant. He, as a servant, says come. Humbly, he invites. If you go back and really look in the Greek words of this and the Old Testament and the Hebrew words to these, he gently and humbly says, come to me. I will give you rest. Now, many of us have been in trouble more than once with a parent growing up. And if many of us have been in trouble with our spouse, if we've been married long enough. And we've heard the voice raised, not the gentle, please come here. It's the get over here now. That raising of the voice, the harshing. But Jesus very gently said, come. Come. If you're heavily burdened, if you're heavily laden, come to me. Come to me. So verse 28, to whom? Those who are weary. So it comes from Jesus to those who are weary and heavy laden. The Greek word for weary means severe exhaustion. Not just tired, but severe exhaustion. I work in a grocery store and I stock at night. Sometimes our loads are heavier than others. And on Tuesday and Wednesday night, I fill in for the guy who does our juice and water aisle. I am no spring chicken. I'm the oldest person on our third shift, and I'm 62 years old. But I will pull a pallet of water out like a 20-year-old, and I will push, and I will struggle that water to where it has to go. And I will work the heavy aisle, the juice and the water. I worked that, and one day my boss said to me, "I never thought to ask you if you like this aisle." And I asked him, I said, "Why would you say that?" He goes, "With all due respect," he said, "you're old." And I said, "With all due respect, that's not respectful," and we were laughing. But he was concerned about my age, my status. He doesn't want me to get a heart attack or hurt myself, pull a muscle. We have young guys, 20-year-olds, that could be pulling the heavy load. But I told him, actually, of all the aisles that I do, this was my favorite aisle. Pallets are heavy, but I'm able to pull them in and then work the pallets down and stock the shelves. And I'm wise enough that if I have to pull out a full pallet of water, bottled water, and maybe it's 4 or 5 pallets I have to pull out in the night, I'm wise enough to give an invitation to someone and say, "May I borrow you for a moment to help push this out?" See, I know the limitation. I know when I'm weary. The gentleman who works the 5 nights a week, he's about 4 years younger than I am. He's in pretty bad shape. He said, "I have to do the water early. I do it first thing. If it gets too late in the night, I can't do it. I'm too tired. I'm too sore. I'm opposite. I do it last." But the invitation is given. If you're weary, come to me. Severe exhaustion. Heavy laden means burdened by great weight, loaded to the max. I loved watching those old strongman competitions. I don't know if they still do them on TV or not. But these men from around the world are just humongous. And one of my favorite, excuse me, oh, that's lunch settling in, that yawn. One of my favorite, they have 2 posts that are there, and they have straps, and they put their hands in the straps, and they release the tops, and the posts lean out away from them. And here's the big, strong, humongous brute of a human being, holding each post, I forget how much they weigh, but holding one with each hand, and you watch their body begin to shake and to tremble. And after a minute or two, they just, the full exhaustion sets in, and they've held all that they can hold for as long as they can hold, and as strong as they are, there's a limit. And when they hit that limit, they let go, and those poles hit the ground. But there's a limit. Their body hits a fatigue. Their body hits the great weight, the loaded to the max limit. When we are that way spiritually, we need to take a moment and go before the Lord and allow the Lord, allow Him to touch us. Allow Him to minister to us. He's given the invitation, come. Who is He giving it to? You and me. Come to me, those who are what? Weary. Those who are heavy laden. It doesn't just mean physical. In the spiritual realm, There's always a battle going on. There's always a battle going on. I minister to people throughout the week. Talk to them, pray with them. Pastors, people in our church, our staff, they're tired. Because we're human, and in the spiritual realm, there's that constant beating and constant bombardment by the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, by the enemy. But the Holy Spirit says, come. Come to me. Come to me. And speaking to someone right now. You're sitting there listening to this podcast. You're saying, Pastor, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I'm going to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to be exhausted. Because you have given out. But take the moment. Allow the Lord now to refill you. Let's just take a moment. Holy Spirit, you've invited us. We've received the invitation. We admit we're tired. We admit we're weary. We admit that we may have overdone it in certain areas. So we ask you now to touch, to strengthen. Breathe. Breathe new life in us right now. Verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, I am lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. What is being offered? Rest. The Greek translates this, stop or put an end to. It doesn't just say pause. It says stop. Put an end to. Put an end to what you're doing. Take time to rest in the Lord. Because of the nights I work Monday night through Friday night, oftentimes on Saturday, I try to stay up as long as I can. So I can sleep Saturday night through the night, wake up, be refreshed, be here at church for Sunday, back Sunday night. And then I'll sleep in a little bit on Monday because I teach Monday night before I go to work. But I find myself sometimes on Saturday pushing a 24, 25, sometimes a 26-hour day. I'm not encouraging anyone to do that. But sometimes I come in and say, there's something I have to do today, so I need to rest now. And I'll force myself to take a 3 or 4 hour sleep in order to give me energy to do what I need to do later. But some of those days, when I sit down, I'm okay if I'm moving and moving and moving. But all of a sudden, when I sit down and I've been awake 20, 21, 22 hours, it doesn't take long for my eyes to shut and my body to say, hey, you need to sleep. That's really what the scripture's saying here. Stop. Put an end to it. Let's look at verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The yoke was designed to fit two different animals, to work them in tandem. Now, my neck size is 16 and a half. Our former music pastor, his neck size was about an 18. Which means he could not put my shirt on. My collar would not fit his neck. His collar would be too big for my neck. But if we were two animals in the field and the farmer chose us to work together to plow the field, They would make the yoke out of the wood, and they would carve the round part to go around the neck. They'd carve the one to fit mine and the one to fit his. We didn't switch yokes. And that yoke was designed to go around to help steer the animal. Christ says, take my yoke upon you. I'll adjust it to fit each and every one of you. If you'll take my yoke upon you, let me come alongside you. Let me carry the burden for you. Let me help you. Take my yoke upon you. It's light. It's easy. He's saying, I'll carry the load for you. We're going to let the Father steer us through the field of life. But if you'll yoke with me, I'll take the burden. I'll take the heavy part. And you can walk alongside of me. And we're going to plow this thing together. See, the yoke was to keep them in tandem to where one animal didn't go left and one didn't go right. They're pulled together to go forward. When we allow the Holy Spirit to put his yoke upon us, we allow him to put his yoke upon us, it makes our lives so much easier. Tonight, maybe as you go back and look at these scriptures, may it be a new meaning to you. Maybe the Lord's speaking to you that, hey, take a breath. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. A couple weeks ago, I was under the weather. I'd had my sinuses went into my chest and caused some bronchitis. And I called off 2 nights from work, which is very unusual for me. And then my wife had already been in touch with our pastor. My wife had been sick for a couple of weeks with a virus in her throat. And text and said, I might not be there either. Told her she wouldn't be here and I might not. And I text her, and it was my Sunday schedule to preach on Sunday night. Now, I don't know how many of you ever deal with guilt, condemnation. But it was my scheduled Sunday night to preach, and I thought, I need to be here to preach. Otherwise, I'm going to burden someone else. Now, I fill in. We've had last-minute cancellations. My pastor said, hey, so-and-so canceled. We have a schedule who preaches on Sunday nights. And I said, so-and-so canceled. Can you handle that? Yeah, I've got it. I've got it. But I don't like to put it on someone else. And I had texted my pastor. I said, if you need me to, I'll come in and preach Sunday night. I may cough every other word, but I'll come in and preach on Sunday night. Her response was, absolutely not. You stay home and get better. So our music pastor, after he led worship, also preached. And I thanked him for filling in. See, it's a teamwork. We yoke together and work together. I just want to encourage you tonight. If you're tired and you're weary, physically. If you're tired, you're weary emotionally. Maybe you're tired and you're weary spiritually. Maybe there's a financial burden upon you. Maybe it's a relationship in your marriage or a friendship, a coworker, someone in the church, someone outside the church, a social burden. I want to encourage you tonight to lay them at the foot of the cross. Matter of fact, here's what I want to do. Speak that burden. Cup your hands and speak that burden. And when you speak the burden, put them in your hands. Now lift your hands to the Lord and open them. Give that burden to him. give that burden to Him. Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus, on Calvary. You could have said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm done. I can't do this. But You willingly took our sins. You willingly took our burdens, our heaviness upon Your shoulders. And even at the moment when the Father turned His head, You stayed there on our behalf. You became the sacrifice for us. We thank You for that. When You said to the disciples, I must go, and they watched You ascend to heaven, You said, but I will send someone. I will send the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Comforter. We thank You, Holy Spirit, You walk with us today. And we're tired, and when we are weary, You are there to pick us up. And when we are tired and we are weary, You carry us. Tonight we choose to let go. Thank You, Father, for the word that You've given me. I hope it's touched lives tonight. I hope it speaks to each and every one of us, including myself. Tonight, we give You all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank You for allowing me to speak to you once again. Lord willing, I'll be back on next week. Chaplain, back to you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. That was a beautiful word, man. I enjoyed it. That was Dr. Scott's message with Come to Me. Again, by Dr. Scott Mullen from Agape Worldwide Ministries, Evangelical Christian Churches, and the IAC, which I and the wife will soon be a part of. So let's get into our next song on the show, and it is entitled I Do Believe Clean, Clean Heart, by none other than Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. Enjoy Clean, Clean Heart.
Power. 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 Power.
There you go, guys. That was Holy Spirit Move on Me by none other than my guest on the show, Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. Let's get into our next song, and our next song is entitled One Voice by none other than one of the greatest bands we have on the show, the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Enjoy One Voice.
One voice, one cross, you did it all for us. One voice, one cross, you did it all for us. Our heart's desire is to worship you. Our praise and love will glorify you. You change.
Sorry, guys. This is Tears Are a Language by none other than Dr. Prophet Larry Orell. We're going to play this song, and then we're going to pray and end the show with you the last song. Enjoy Tears Are a Language.
Oh, often you've wondered why tears come into your eyes when burdens seem to be much more than you can stand. But God is standing near. He sees your fallen tears. Tears are a language that God understands. God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears, and He hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hand. Tears are a language that God understands. When grief has left it causes tears to flow. When things have not turned out the way that you had planned, but God won't forget you. All His promises are true. Tears are a language that God understands. God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears, and He hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes by the hand. Tears are a language that God understands. Tears are a language God understands.
There you go, guys. That was Tears Are a Language by none other than my friend for over 16 years, Dr. Prophet Larry O'Rell. Oh, guys, let's pray. Lord, we only come back before You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You are God and God alone, and that You, Lord, are the lover of my soul, and that You, God, will have Your way in this ministry no matter what goes on. And Lord, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, that You are blessing everyone at the sound of my voice, that it not be what? Selfish. Give them their heart's desires as long as it not be what? Selfish. And Lord, I ask You, Lord, to heal them from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, from cancer, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. Heal my mom's arm that's not frozen no more. Heal my sister's heart that's not bad no more. And heal them from disease they contracted themselves through sin. Yes, HIV, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes. Why? When You heal them, it shows Your mercy, Your power, and Your grace. I'm reminded of a scripture, Lord. It says You came through the door. It doesn't say You opened the door. It says You passed right straight through the door because You're all spirit at that moment. You said, Thomas, look at my hands, thrust Your finger in my side and see that I'm God. What did Thomas do? He got on his knees and said, truly You are the Son of God. What did You say? Blessed are those who have seen and believed. And Lord, Show them now. So when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't say, have to say, I have to see it to believe it. Because you also said, Lord, the blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. So show them now. So when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say, I have to see it to believe. Because your word again, Lord, says you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, boom, boom, boom. Amen, boom, boom, boom. Amen, amen, amen. Our next song is Only You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray. Enjoy Only You. There you go, guys. That was Only You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray, my worship leader for over 19 years. And it's really been a blessing to be underneath him for that long. So with that being said, guys, we have a couple things that we would like to announce. Number one. Download that app. It is absolutely phenomenal. And you can do all these wonderful things on this app. Also, guys, ask your Alexa device. Say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got this skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and she'll say welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And guess what, guys? That does conclude our announcements. Well, not announcements. That really concluded our announcements a long time ago. But that does conclude our show for today. And as always, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And with that being said, this is TGIF reminding you to, one, trust in the Lord in all your ways, two, lean out to your own understandings, and three, in all of your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, and good night.